You know, you can't start your weekend off without the Who. That's the rule here at the radio station. Welcome to a Super Bowl Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed show on the all-new Voice of Laguna. Straight up at 8 o'clock, as we do each and every Friday at 8 o'clock, we welcome the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce in for our chamber chat. She always brings in someone fascinating and interesting to speak with. Erin Slattery, good morning. How are you?
Good morning on this beautiful rainy day.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I know we've had six straight days of rain or whatever. I know we've had a lot of rain. I'm okay with this for some reason. I thought I'd be tired of it.
We're really lucky because our soil has absorbed most of it around here.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen all the flooding that some areas have.
Right.
But,
right. Nor have we seen the flooding that we saw here
six years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, we lucked out and it's just rain.
I heard the city had done some improvements on the drainage system.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess it's working.
Yeah, we are an example. This radio station is an example of that. 6 years ago, we'd have been wearing scuba gear and having this conversation.
So
how are you? Had a good week, I hope.
Very full week. Yes, we're getting ready for State of the City. That's coming up on us really fast.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. It's right around the corner. That's a lot of work. You're doing a lot of work in that.
Yes. We've got a lot of fun events coming up, though.
All right.
But we'll talk about that after.
All right. So you brought in Dr. Shannon Zingle. She's with Beyond Better Wellness over on Thalia. Dr. Zingle, welcome this morning. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great.
All right. And she came a little early, so we had an opportunity to go over the whole Celine Dion getting dissed by Rolling Stone. Matt, you're also Canadian,
by the
way.
I'm Canadian, yep.
And you're on Team Celine, aren't you?
I'm on Team...
Justice.
Justice, really. I don't really think anything was that bad about it.
Right.
I feel like she was just kind of in the moment and doing her thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an intentional snub or anything.
Right.
I mean, everyone knows Celine's amazing, but Taylor deserves her moment too. So
and that was for Sunday night. Let's talk about the Rolling Stone thing. So she and I discussed. Erin, I don't know that you heard, but Rolling Stone magazine put out a list of the top 200 singers of all time.
Okay.
And excluded Celine Dion from this list.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm on the list. And she's not on the list.
Whoa.
So yeah, that's the snub that we should all be talking about here.
Mm.
But we're here to talk about you. So Dr. Zingle, tell us what exactly does an osteopath do?
So we kind of look at the body as a whole and how it's functioning and how all the systems are or aren't functioning. And our aim is to put all of those systems back in balance so your body can do what it does naturally, which is heal.
Okay. And I saw that you do things like a peppermint scalp massage.
Yeah.
What is that? What does that entail? And what does it cure?
So the peppermint scalp massage is really just an additional to anything else you've got going on. So our main focus is to calm the nervous system to a point that you're able to heal and that everything kind of balances. So adding peppermint will relax muscles, the massage will relax muscles, but we typically add that at the end as a nice little breath of fresh air for the nervous system in combination with everything else that we do. So when you see me, you're going to see me for usually 45 minutes to about an hour.
Right.
And through that, we're going to work on everything in your body. So we might do, some work on joints. We might do some work on soft tissues or your organs, your nervous system and calming that. A variety of things based on what you're presenting with in that moment and what you need based on your health history and what you've got going on from a chronic or acute level.
What can be some of the most chronic conditions that we ignore? What are you seeing us ignoring the most?
Yeah, I often see people at a very chronic level, and what that means is it's been happening for a very long time, and it's a culmination of things that I see. And so I often see people in a moment of crisis where they think it's, something very acute or very recent that's happened, but really it's a buildup of a lot of things. So, those nagging pains or that, that was weird a while ago and then it got better, and or I had this ankle injury 20 years ago or this car accident 20 years ago, and they come and see me for something seemingly unrelated, but as we kind of unravel that ball of yarn, we find out that really that was the root cause, even though it may have had 10, 15, 20 years to fester. And so people often see me when they feel like they're in crisis, right. But really that, I always say that's the straw that broke the camel's back. And so it isn't necessarily the source of why you're there. Right. And so we aim to really get at that source, fix that so that it's kind of gone.
Okay. And I love,
love
this.
The word gone.
I love the, I also, yes, thank you. I love the word gone there. So if someone, for instance, in their early to mid 50s, let's say, has suffered a knee injury 20 years ago, that would affect hip and sciatic nerve and stuff like that?
Sciatic nerve. It can affect the pelvic floor. It can affect, you know, all kinds of things that you wouldn't necessarily think that that could affect.
You wouldn't put that together.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Okay. And so the job of an osteopath is to kind of unravel everything and look at your body as a whole. And I always say it's like a Jenga tower. So for a lot of people that do manual medicine, we think of this anatomical perfection as the goal. And for me, I think about anatomical function as the goal. So perfection isn't always what I'm searching for. So I'm not always going to fix everything that I see. It's my job to look at you as this Jenga tower and say, which blocks need to be removed from here and put over here, and which blocks might not be sitting there perfectly, but have become such a structural integrity to the structure that we need to leave it.
I love that you use Jenga as the example, because that's the one game you can't cheat at.
Exactly. You take the wrong block out, the whole thing's going to crumble.
Right.
And I often see that where people come to me and say, like, I've seen everybody, you know, everybody that I've been to, I either don't get better or I even get worse. And that's because from a clinical perspective, we're often trained to look for this anatomical perfection that really doesn't exist. Okay. And so if you go in and you say, okay, I see this, 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 and this, I'm going to fix everything, we might topple that tower. And it's not that we might not address those other ones later on. It's just that we have to pick and choose and be very systematic how we rebuild this tower, because you've been building this tower for 50 years.
Right.
And like I said, some of those things have become very structural, and an integral part of that structure. And if we take those out, we've got a really big problem. So that really becomes the dilemma that I have when I'm treating someone, and also educating people on why I may not be addressing an issue that they see as an issue, but really in that moment, that's not what we need to be addressing.
You can only get to the top of a ladder by climbing it one ring at a time.
Exactly.
All right, I love that.
Yeah. That's great.
Fantastic. And what exactly is cupping?
Cupping is a modality, and it actually comes from traditional Chinese medicine. So you may have heard of fire cupping, which is very different than myofascial release cupping. So fire cupping is what you'll see an acupuncturist do, where they take, you know, a glass jar, they heat it up and create suction and put it on a specific spot.
Right.
Myofascial release cupping, which is more what I do, is done with a silicone cup. So we create suction that way, and we actually glide over the tissues in order to decompress the fascia, get blood flow and nutrient to the area, usually soft tissue, but sometimes, you know, more of a ligament, which is still a soft tissue, but into the joint capsule as well.
Right.
And that's sort of the goal of that, to bring more nutrient to the area, to decompress it, get rid of something called adhesions that you might have heard of people say throughout your fascia and your soft tissue. So that's why we use cupping.
And is the after the process, after doing a session of cupping, is it an immediate feel? Do you feel better immediately after that?
You can, yeah. I often tell people that, you know, it's going to feel like your muscles got a fresh haircut. You know that kind of fresh, like fluffy that feeling?
Yeah.
That's what happens after a good session of cupping. It just feels like your muscles have been revitalized.
Right.
Does it always stay? No. And that's a huge thing that I really try and tell people, is that anything I do is not a miracle. It's not instantaneous. You might have a lot of instantaneous relief, but it doesn't always stay, because if you are coming to see me with something that's been going on for 20, 30 years, we can't undo that in an hour, but we can start to get you some relief and get you functioning better and feeling better, which is also putting you in a better mindset to heal.
Right. And I saw something called the lower back fascia release.
Yeah.
And you were using a tool. Is it called the Gui Xie tool?
A Gua Shai, yeah.
Gua Shai. Explain that to us, please.
So it's an instrument that I use. It's a flat stainless steel kind of blade, for lack of a better word. It's not sharp, it's dull. But we use that, again, just like cupping, to get very specific into the musculature and into the soft tissue to release it and to break up adhesion.
Okay. And the training that it took you to be an osteopath like you are, tell us about that.
So it's about 7.5 years of formal education.
You said about like a Canadian. I just heard a boat. I just heard the Canadian
There's
about.
There's certain words. Sorry, about, you know, yeah. 7.5 years of formal education, but ongoing continual education. So three or four times a year, I'm in several courses learning the newest, latest, greatest kind of thing. And that's sort of habitual for me. I think I'll always be a student of some sort. But yeah, it's a lot of training.
I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine. And are there aspects of the day of you come into the office? Does anyone walk in with something that you can't solve? Are there things that you recommend? Well, you know what? I can't solve this. Here's someone who can.
100%. So we spoke a little bit about, I work with a functional medicine doctor here in town. Her name's Dr. Anita Wong.
She's fabulous, by the way.
She's amazing.
Hello, Dr. Wong. Let's all wave at her. I love her. Yes.
And she is very complimentary to me. So she gets to do all the things that I can't. So I do the manual physical stuff. And if there's things like hormone imbalance, if there's some gut issues going on, things like that, I kind of send them across the hall to get some functional testing.
Right.
So we know exactly where we're at and we can combat it from both angles.
Right.
Because it's important. It in my world, it takes a village. And as much as I can do, I surround myself with a lot of people that know more than me and do more than me so that we can get you the best care possible.
Right. She was my scientist on the program a
Amazing.
Couple of years back, and she was my go-to scientist about everything biological.
Yes,
everything.
I learn from her every single day.
Yeah, so another hello to Dr. Wong. We love her here.
Yes.
The sleep that we get.
Yes.
How important is the sleep that we get and the sleep that we get comfortably, the constant sleep that we're able to get?
Yeah. So I always tell people when they come and see me after their first appointment that one of the most important things that they can do after they see me is sleep. That's where we rebuild our tissue. That's where we heal, is in our sleep. And it's a huge problem for people, especially if you have a lot of chronic pain issues, because you don't sleep well.
Right.
And, you know, I always hear people that are like, oh, well, you know, someone told me that it's because of my sleep position. We can't affect our sleep position.
Right.
What we can affect is, do we have a good supportive mattress? Do we have a good pillow? Is our room temperature good? It should be a little bit on the cool side. Are we doing what we can to get our sleep as best we can? So even if it's a 10-15 minute meditation before bed, calming ourselves, turning screens off, and creating an environment where we can sleep, because it is the most important part of healing.
Yeah, it does. I believe sleep doesn't get the credit it deserves.
It does not.
After a good night's sleep, I feel fantastic.
Yes.
I do feel healed. I feel really great.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for that. As you move forward, I'm hoping you stay here in Laguna Beach forever.
I would love to stay in Laguna Beach forever.
How will your practice, or not your practice, how will what you do change with technology in the coming years?
That's really interesting. Being a manual therapist,
right,
we don't use a lot of tools. We don't use a lot of technology.
Right. You use just that knife thing.
That
blade-like thing. Right,
it is a very primitive, for lack of a better word, modality. And so what will change, I think, is, are we able to incorporate technology into what we do? The beauty of what I do, and the reason that I do what I do, is because there is a power in human touch that I feel like we can't replace with machines.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can replace with machines is instantaneous information. And so what will change for me, I think, as the landscape of technology and AI advances, is how quickly I can access new information and how quickly I can learn new information. That's, to me, invaluable, because, you know, every human being is different. And I have yet to see a textbook case of anything. And so there's tons of things that stump me. And so to be able to have information at my fingertips, to even, like, you know, put in a set of symptoms that I'm seeing and have it, you know, spark my mind. I would never personally just give my whole practice over to AI,
right.
But having the ability to, you know, put a set of symptoms in and it give me feedback on something I might not have thought of before.
Right.
A different level of collaboration, you know, because I'm human too. My brain only works at a certain pace.
Right.
And as much knowledge as I know, I've forgotten 10 times as much. And so to have that readily right. available in a moment where I'm really stumped, because it happens all the time,
right.
would be amazing to me.
Wonderfully stated. Wonderfully stated. Erin, any aches, pains, any nagging things that you have?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, just sitting in front of a computer all day,
yes.
you get those, you know, chronic neck pains and, you know, shoulders and lower back pains.
Right. And so. And when it's something like that, what happened? What do you do?
So, interestingly enough, as soon as you said sitting in front of a computer, I immediately thought eyes.
Oh.
And so for you, you're coming to me and you're saying, like, oh, my gosh, my neck, my back. And I'm like, how are your eyes functioning, right? Because our eyes are not disconnected from our neck muscles, the muscles in our scalp, you know, obviously very connected to our low back, but I'm gonna think about how are your eyes functioning? So we may do some eye tests to see, you know, are your eyes functioning together? Are they functioning well? Our eyes are something, a piece of our body we call the postural captor, and there's several in our body, our eyes, our jaw, our pelvis, our ankles, and these are points in our body that have to function well in order for us to stand up straight, walk, talk, move, because our brain says, this must be in balance for me to work. And so oftentimes when I see people who sit at a computer all day and they're complaining of neck and back pain, it can be from sitting improperly, but oftentimes it's because their eyes have adjusted to sit in front of this screen. And so when we stand up to walk and talk, our eyes take a minute to come back to what is level. And so I always test that on people to see if we've got good eye function, if we've got good eye movement, if they're functioning together or not. And if they are, then we can look at more of the quote unquote obvious things that mm-hmm. are ailing you.
Right. So I love that you mentioned eyes. I got an eye examination yesterday from Dr. Michael Cook, who we had here
yes.
a couple of weeks back.
Eye optometry.
Yes. And I could not be happier. I could not be more delighted. And I found out that my vision is actually much better than I thought it was. And yeah, it
feels good.
It does.
Yes.
It feels.
Yes.
And it's something that everyone should do at some point.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
We do ignore the eyes.
We ignore the eyes. And so, you know, that's kind of what I do is I look at all of the information that I have and I look at you as a person and I say, what do we need to look at? Because I could see 20 people a day that tell me they sit at a computer and their neck and back hurt. Of course, because we're mm-hmm. sitting. We're not actually meant to sit as humans.
Right.
We're not meant to sit for hours and hours on end. But every single person will have a different source for that. And it's the same when I see people that come to me and say, well, I had an x-ray or an MRI and I have a disc herniation. Cool. If I lined up 10 of you, you'd probably all have disc herniation.
Okay.
You just might not know it.
Right.
So we have to find out what is different for you mm-hmm. that might be causing that. And that's really the difference between, you know, going for a massage or going to another modality is I really want to find out the why.
Right.
And it might be a pretty surprising why for you.
Right. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm actually held together by icy hot patches.
Lots of people are.
Yep.
So Erin, what's happening here, and what's happening here that you're doing working? Well, I know you're working on. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to, you know, because I feel like I need to come in, right?
Please do.
So, do you have any introductory offers?
I do. So I've only been in Laguna for a couple of months. So I did offer an introductory rate for Laguna patients. So you'll get our introductory 90-minute treatment and evaluation, which is usually $350 for $180.
Oh,
wow.
That's really cool.
So $180, I get a 90-minute evaluation treatment. We figure out what's wrong with me.
Well,
yep, maybe.
Maybe not 90 minutes, but we'll start.
We'll start figuring out what's wrong
yeah.
with me.
and during that 90-minute evaluation, there may be there's treatment as well?
There's treatment as well. So we're going to do a pretty active treatment. So I'm going to have you stand up. We'll do some postural analysis. We're going to talk about your health history. There's a pretty lengthy form you're going to fill out. We're going to talk about everything that's been going on with you, what your main concerns are today, what your concerns are going forward, some things you may have dealt with in the past. We're going to do some movement therapy. We're going to see how your body moves in space and time, and then we're actually going to treat some areas as well.
Let me ask Aaron this. So you're done from the computer all day, you stand up, you're ready to go home, you stretch. What is it you do when you hurt?
Oh, well, I have like a foam roller at home. Okay. I love my hot showers.
Okay.
And I do use topicals like Biofreeze and Icy Hot like you do.
Right. Right. So. And would you give her advice to do something other than that on her own?
What I give everybody as advice is never sit for more than 60 to 90 minutes at the maximum. So every hour to hour and a half, I want you to get up, do a little walk, nice high knee marching. So getting your knees above your hips is really important.
Okay.
Moving your hands above your head, moving your neck side to side and all around, and just getting the blood flowing at least every 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. Heat always. And if you can incorporate two things into your daily life, it's going to be sleep and sleep hygiene and walking.
Very cool.
Okay.
My watch tells me every, I guess it's 60 minutes.
Hey, I love
it. It's time to stand up.
See, good technology, right?
I love that. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Right. Bring my knees up high.
Yes.
Right. Yes. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Fantastic. Dr. Zingel, before we let you go, I'm gonna ask Erin what else she's got going on here. I know that we're doing Valentine's.
Yes.
How are the window decorations coming?
They look amazing. Right. And voting begins today.
Yes, it does.
And we have so many participants. We've got Roots Beauty, Rye Goods, GG's, Yummy Dogs, Art and Soul, just to name a few. I mean, please go online, vote. I'm going to leave one of these QR codes with the...
It's got
a QR code here for us. If you want to come by, Ed, and the Voice of Laguna, and get the scan the QR code so that you can vote. We're so excited that so many businesses have participated this year. It should be really fun.
And without revealing anything, do you already kind of have a favorite? Have you seen a window that you like the best? And you don't have to say who it is or anything. Just maybe that there's two or three you're looking at.
Some of them are just so creative.
Right.
Really creative. And so I love that. I love that. Right. That people aren't just doing the traditional, but they're getting really creative. Mm-hmm. Just an example is, you know, the Yummy Dogs. They have like the love and the hot dog, you know, images,
right,
and things like that. You have to check out the pictures. It's really fun.
Very, very cool. What else is happening that I'm forgetting about?
Yes. So we, of course, have Jedediah Coffee that is coming up next week.
Right. Yes.
Thursday, February 15th. We're looking forward to that. That was rescheduled. So Thursday, February 15th, please join us at 4 o'clock to welcome Jedediah Coffee. And then we also have our trademark branding workshop. That's on Tuesday, February 27th.
That is so important. That is really, really important. I'm glad you guys are doing that.
Thank you. It's going to be at the LCAD Big Bend campus. Right. And that's at 7 a.m. And we're going to have Jedediah Coffee and some goodies for our morning people. So that's Tuesday, February 27th at 7 a.m. at LCAD. And you do need to get a ticket for that. It's only $5 for members, $10 for non-members. And that's so we can just get a head count. You know, we want to make sure that we have enough people coming.
We don't want to run out of coffee.
Right, exactly. we need to know the count so we can get the coffee and the goodies.
That's right.
And we also have another ribbon cutting on Thursday, February 29th. That is the Laguna Beach Veterinary Medical Center. Okay. And that's in the canyon. It's going to be a little early as well, at 4 o'clock on Thursday, February 29th. They have taken over this practice and have added some new technology. The facility is amazing. I look forward to taking a tour and seeing all the wonderful things that they have to help take care of our fur babies.
Oh, very cool. I love that.
Yes.
Thank you.
We also have on Saturday, March 2nd, our Patriots Day Parade.
Nice.
So that starts at 11 a.m. Come out and cheer us on or walk with us as a member of the chamber.
Wow, that came up on us fast.
Yes.
That came up on us really fast. So, yeah, March.
And as I mentioned at the beginning, State of the City is coming up even faster on right. April 2nd. That's presented by Empress Builders, and it's at the Montage. We are so excited to be able to talk about what's coming up. What are our plans for the future here in Laguna?
Right.
We have so many things that we want to do to help make this town even more wonderful.
Right. And the chamber facilitates a question and answer section, which is really, really helpful and gives us all an idea of what the important things are to the community.
Definitely. We have a lot of different representatives that are part of the panel.
Right.
And we have a nice Q&A at the end of the presentation.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, and of course, we have our golf tournament on Tuesday, May 14th. That's going to be at Strawberry Farms. I'm so excited. And, of course, Pageant of the Masters. That is for the final dress rehearsal on July 3rd. And I think I forgot to mention, we have our meet and greet at Starfish this month on February 21st. That is going to be a little bit earlier. It's a 5 to 7 with a happy hour from 5 to 6.
Very cool. I swear to you, I cannot get enough Starfish food. I love Starfish.
I love Starfish.
It is like it's a go-to.
Yes, it is.
It is a definite go-to.
Yes.
You want to, okay. And I have a question, one more question for Dr. Zingel. Golfers, she mentioned golf. Do you see a lot of golfers with chronic injuries or stuff that is caused by the playing of golf?
Yeah, I see a ton of athletes.
Right?
Golf is one of those sports that's a very one-sided rotational sport. And so anytime you have that constant one-sided rotation, my kids are baseball players, so same thing. We see a lot of imbalance. And so I see a lot of golfers' elbow, which doesn't always stem from an elbow injury. It's a compensation because usually our hips don't function properly in our swing, and it puts a lot of pressure on the elbow. So I see a lot of that.
Oh, you're good. You're good. I knew I would love this conversation. I'm delighted that you came in and took part in it.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, thank you so very much. Dr. Shannon Zingel, and how do we find you? How do our listeners find you?
You can find me at beyondbetterwellness.com. You can find me on Instagram at Beyond Better Wellness, and you can find me on Facebook at Beyond Better Wellness.
And, of course, on the Chamber Directory as a member.
And if you missed any portion of this conversation, it'll be up on our website as well, thevoiceoflaguna.com. Pull down the podcast page, and there it is. Dr. Zingel, thank you again for stepping
in.
Thank you. And, Aaron, thank you, as always, for bringing a huge and interesting guest to us. This is huge for us.
It is. I'm so excited.
I love it. All right.
I'm glad. Come and see me. Yes.
Thank you so very much. Stick around. We're going to talk Canada in a little bit.